This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A wildfire burning near a state park in southeastern Colorado has been largely contained. Here's CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
At last report, the 250-acre blaze just outside the John Martin Reservoir near Los Animas is 75% contained after fire crews tackled it overnight. All evacuations for the park and nearby communities have been lifted. The reservoir is again open for boating and fishing. Camping is still prohibited until May 4th because of the coronavirus. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Many arts and creative districts around the state will host virtual First Friday tours tonight. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
Denver's Art District on Santa Fe will host its first virtual tour with 14 galleries and their artists. The district has also asked people to order takeout from restaurants and breweries in the area. In Colorado Springs, some local groups will donate $50 to participating galleries for each piece of art they sell tonight, and Grand Junction galleries have posted videos to YouTube. First Friday tours are usually considered community events, but moving them online also brings the possibility of attracting art lovers from across the state. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Across Colorado today, businesses like barbershops and salons are reopening. Governor Polis has lifted restrictions on personal services, although some counties have chosen to keep those businesses closed a bit longer. That includes Denver and other metro area communities whose local stay-at-home orders are in effect for at least another week. And starting Monday, offices in other parts of the state can bring workers back as long as they follow strict social distancing guidelines. And no more than half of those staffs can be on site at one time. And you're still listening to All Things Considered here on CPR News. Coming up on the show, President Trump says he knows nothing about the sexual assault allegations against Joe Biden, but he thinks the former vice president should respond, saying they could be false accusations and adding that he has been falsely charged numerous times. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly speaks with David Brooks of The New York Times and Susan Glasser of The New Yorker about Biden's response to those sexual assault allegations. And in 10 minutes, we'll hear from a doctor who's been working at St. Joseph's Hospital's emergency department during the pandemic. You're listening to CPR News.